Well, once again, good evening. This is Mark Stanton Welch. This is Tools for the Times. We are on Block 3, Session 2. It is the second phase of chakra reunification, and we are going to do activities and exercises tonight and hopefully just do a nice variety of things as I've overplanned, and we'll see what unfolds. So, I'm just taking a breath here, and I invite you to do the same. The first thing we'll do is become aware of our feet as we connect to the earth. Be aware of our bottom in the seat or wherever we are. Be aware of the air around us, the space around us. Be aware of the earth in whatever way you can. Be aware of the sky above, the earth below, and the essence of you in the middle of all of that. A couple things were unapproached last time, and I want to bring some awareness to those. Just a reminder, resources for the chakra reunification have been established. Those are there, so you can actually use those. Tonight we'll be looking at the empowerments part that was there, but we didn't use them last time. And then below, under applying your awareness of chakra reunification, we have a sizable list on the actual process of tuning your chakras. Now, these pretty much refer to the seven in-body chakras. And once those are in place, it gives you a nice strategy to do that. Then you can begin to do the fine-tuning, the additional stuff with the not only some of the visualizations we're doing, but also with some of the chants that are there for the external chakras, for the external spiritual points, for the backside chakras, as well as for specific invocations from ascended masters that are aligned to each of those chakras. Now, that one is not filled in yet. So any of the Ascended Master invocations I'll be doing, I'll just be singing them through a couple times, and you'll be on the receiving end of that. And the guided journeys, the chakra reunification, and the heaven and earth reunion with heart, although they appear to have links on the page I just posted there, those links are incorrect, and I just did not have time to fix those. So we're doing a variety of things tonight, somewhat based upon... There's a bit of it's not a frantic energy. There's just a lot going on right now. We have gone through some celestial events that are impacting us. We've gone through, just for the last few days, we were under the influence of a very significant lunar eclipse. And then yesterday, that was on Sunday, and then sort of bled through until Monday, which is the energy there. And then on Monday, the wave X energy came in. And I guess we're happy to say that we're all still here. People around me, and including myself, are having some integration challenges with that. On one hand, there's a pretty exhaustive energy that's going in as we start to integrate that on the cellular level. And maybe because of what I did over the weekend in terms of a couple events that I had and then getting up early and heading out, I was very, very exhausted by Sunday night and didn't even remember there was a lunar eclipse. So I missed that, but I slept for about 14 hours in one way or another. It was kind of funny. I was staying with some folks, and their airbed had a slow leak, and so it allowed me to, you know, get maybe an hour and a half of sleep before I was, you know, awakened by the feeling of a bed that wasn't there, and then I would blow it up again. And so somehow I made it all the way through to about 12 hours and was able to do that. Last night did a workshop with men and then drove back and got here about 2:30 in the early morning of today. So there's a lot going on. The thing I will remind you of, and I'm reminding myself of right now, is that there is an incredible amount of energy that's pouring in. Not only is it informational, but it's also energetic. Obviously, because it's energy coming in. And what I mean by that is that it's impacting our own energy bodies, including the physical. On one hand, it seems like it's way too much, and it's causing a lot of folks to kind of feel like all they want to do is sleep or to separate or feel overwhelmed to some degree. And on the other hand, it's reminding us that we are being filled up with all kinds of energy that allows us to really not have to sleep as much as we thought we did. So I believe I was catching up, and the fact that I only had 3 hours the night before was more about that than the fact that I was feeling tired by the energies. Having said that, I find myself wanting to take quick naps a lot. So if you're in a position where you can do that, I think you're going to find that those short little naps are the things that really support you in a different way and in a very powerful way. It allows you to be more focused and productive, if you will, through the course of the day, because you're not only resting the body for these very focused bits of time, but you are also opening up your own self to guidance and certain vibrations that are happening at different parts of the day. So if you have the luxury, in a sense, of being able to take those kinds of what's called power naps or Einstein naps, I support you in doing that, because it's critical that we not only keep reinforcing ourselves energetically, but that we also check in. Taking a nap at that point, it's amazing how deep one can get into sleep just by a 20-minute intention there. You know, you may also want to consider doing some brainwave CDs and sound work, which I can probably refer you to some here. When you do these sort of naps, you can just put on a process and listen to a brainwave that's, say, a 20-minute or a 30-minute sequence where you will be going through a series of drops as your brainwaves will drop from waking down to a very deep element, and it'll bring you right back out of that at the end of the amount of time that the actual session goes on. So I may make a note. I'm going to make some of that stuff available. I have some of those here, and I can refer you to some sources that might be of great use to you. And that will help in you keeping the energy going and modifying perhaps some of the habits that you have in relation to your sleep habits, the time where you set aside for yourself, and even your meditative time. Because there's a different vibration around right now. And now that we've survived another end of the world, not that that was being promoted in that way, it was talking about some very powerful shifts. And once again, we said last week that these shifts don't occur typically in a flash. They are a ramping up of energies that you beautifully are able to integrate. And I appreciate the cosmos doing that instead of just sort of forcing me to, you know, suddenly appear in a different dimension and going, well, wait a minute, I had a couple things I was still working on. You know, whatever that's going to be. So nothing surprises me in these times. And the idea of working chakras to reunify, once again, we aren't just really just tuning up the chakras. We're beginning to bring connections between all of these chakras that we have, the newly discovered ones, the seven that we have in body, the two, the one above, the one below, the ones in the backside of all of those in-body chakras, the external spiritual points that send out a line to each of the vertebrae to connect to some very, we call them cosmic ideas and cosmic intentions that are very pure in form that we are then able to tap into, and also our own 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the external chakras outside of the body. The reunification is really beginning to bring all of those pieces into play. And as we go through some of the things we're doing tonight, I've made an extensive list here of actual chakra tuning and some techniques, and I'll walk you through probably 6 or 7 of them, and the other ones will have a link tomorrow to a description about them. Some we're just not able to do because of the nature of what they are, like the yoga postures for chakras. But there are some very specific yoga postures that have consistently helped the in-body chakra awareness, not only bringing our energy into them, but also having them clear and cleanse a little bit. I'm also going to bring out some tuning forks tonight. The tuning forks are the glandular tuning forks, a reminder that the in-body chakras have a connection with the endocrine glands, And we're going to go ahead and run a frequency on each of those, and we'll run it through the phone. And as you bring your attention to a particular glandular area, you will also be getting a frequency that is intending to bring it back to the place of wholeness and consistent vibration. So I think we'll go through a very quick chakra tune-up in the traditional form. We'll go ahead and start with some toning to lead into that. We'll do a little bit of work on some chakra spinning. I think we'll do that. We'll also work with using your voice to actually find a pitch if you don't have a wandering minstrel or someone carrying a piano that wanders around with you so you can have a pitch. We'll see that it really isn't necessary to rely on those kinds of pitches as much as to pay attention to your own physical makeup that will determine the pitch that really is the best one for you. We're going to play a little bit with the emotional freedom technique tap sequence of a book that I picked up that had to do with using EFT to tap out a clearing of the chakras that was more than just an energetic, but it was also a belief system and a clearing upon old energies that are there based upon our perceptions of certain elements. We'll do at least one, perhaps two of those sequences, and I'll refer that book to you in the resources. And let's see what else I had there. Toning vowels. I misspelled vowels. That's interesting. We might do one or two of those as we work at specific tempos and pulse the vowels as opposed to sustaining them. That is also another way that we can clarify a chakra. The toning consonants, we probably won't look at that tonight. We'll do some external chakra chants, some external spiritual point chants, some backside chakra chants, and I'll do one or two ascended master invocations that I will give to you. I will lead you on at least one guided journey, maybe two. There will be a statement and a process about the chakra unification, just putting it into motion. And then we'll do something that's called Heaven and Earth Reunion with the Heart. We've kind of done something like that before, but I'll bring it back and we'll relate it directly to the chakras. So we have a beautiful night of shifting energy here, so I invite you to be comfortable. If you haven't refreshed your page, please do so, because there'll be some things you can refer to. But the first thing we do after we've gone ahead and realized that we have feet, we have our connection to the cosmos, we also have our connection with our internal self, is to go to some breathing and breathe in through the nose, breathe through your belly, and just let out a ah. We do about four of those breaths and let out some sound in the phonetic of ah. And breathe in again and let out an ah, starting a little bit higher in pitch. Allow yourself to just move a little bit in your chair, some sweeps back and forth to work the spine at the hips there. Do some movement forward and back at the spine there, kind of pushing your chest out and then collapsing back, having your shoulders drop. Allow yourself to work those energies and do some circles in both a clockwise and a counterclockwise way. Shrug the shoulders a bit and then take a breath in, and we'll do one more drop of the ah sound and have it coming through a higher pitch still and a longer fall. Continue breathing, hopefully through your nose, and breathe deeply as you allow that vibration of the chi force to come in and to flood the cells. I'm going to invite you at this point, we're going to speak our birth name seven times, because it will not only bring us back to a place of center, which calls the chakras into alignment, it will also put us in a place of safety and a place of where our vibration is kept intact. And we'll also call for information and guidance to flow through any of those beings aligned with the frequency of your name. because this may be useful as we work through chakras, as we start to clear and do tuning and toning and all of these elements and reunify. You may start getting some guidance, and so we want to make sure that we're open to that and open to receive. So on the count of three, speak your birth name. We'll do it seven times. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is, and so it is. And I'm reminded of an experience last night in the men's group that I was working with. I hadn't intended to do names, but as it started to play itself out, it looked like the names were going to be a very important thing to do. It turned out that there was one man who used the name of Senior. It's the first time I'd ever experienced that. And he was out there, and he had a very interesting countenance. It was a little bit seemed like a grumpy older man. His mouth was kind of turned down, and he participated in any of the activities we were doing. He was the last one to do them. And each time I was surprised he was even going to do it, because his energy kind of said, it's like, I'm not going to do this. So there was an old energy about him. And as he chose to come out last of the men who chose to participate in the circle in terms of naming, calling those names and witnessing their birth name. And as we did it one time, it was really like, not much going on here. It just seems like you're kind of, you just seem pissed off. Let's just say that. He had an energy about him that was kind of heavy like that. One of the other men in the group made a comment, and I didn't even think of this, because I haven't met any seniors. Certainly there were a couple juniors in the group. But he said, you know, your birth name, you weren't even a senior yet. And he went, no, you're right. And with just that awareness, we had him do it again, and it's as if a huge weight was lifted from this man. When he got out from underneath the yoke of Senior, all of a sudden you could see the corners of his mouth went up and his face brightened up, and he went through and spoke his name and received his name in a very playful way that was completely in contradiction to what he had been doing. It was really a magical transformation of this man, and hopefully there was a follow-through today as that energy stuck with him. But you could see the events, the energies of the times, the stuff that was held on, and all the baggage that was attached to that name just lift itself in that circle of speaking his name, was ended up being 12 times. It's a reminder of how efficient and how effective this work can be, because it is intentional and it is based on vibration. And as we clear energies, it releases the truth of our being underneath that, and it takes the place of what was there just a breath ago. This is the use and the value of this kind of stuff. All right, now we've spoken our name. Let's just do a general cleanse right now. We're going to run a few sirens, and this is basically the traditional form of toning where we take a phonetic like ah or oo, whatever you choose to do. We start low, we go high, and then we let the sound fall back down. So we're going to all in our own place there run the sound up and then run it down, and hopefully you're in a position where whoever's in the house is going to be okay with this, because tonight is a sound night. So take a breath, and here we go. Shrug your shoulders, roll those shoulders, twist at the waist a little bit, work your face muscles, mwah, 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 and we do it again. Take a breath and run a siren low to high and back down. One more time, so roll the neck, work the face muscles, shrug the shoulders, twist at the waist. And now allow yourself to do it one more time. Once again, just reminding you what we're doing by doing this sort of siren sound is really just to shake off any debris that's in your auric field, and also, in a sense, prepare each of the chakras for a little bit deeper work that we're going to be doing here. Use this as often as you can. Really, it feels good to do. it's a nice workout for your voice. And obviously, as you come out of a situation where you've been around other energies as you're out during the day, or you've had some issues, if you had some even issues going on at home, if you can go to a place where you can actually run a few sirens, maybe go out to the car and whatnot, looks like you're singing, it will really help you to integrate the energy of what's going on and to clear off any attachments and any attached debris that might be there. This is a reunification process, because what we're doing is clarifying the chakras on a consistent basis. So the use of the toning is very, very powerful. And the only other, well, there's actually three other elements I'll remind you of. There's one right now that I'm going to invite you to be follow the guidance, inner guidance, to sustain a particular pitch. Somewhere on the up or on the down, you will find a pitch that you want to sustain with. So you're going to hold it there and hold it and take more breath if you need it to sustain the pitch until you decide and you get the impulse that it's done, and your voice either releases up and follows the sequence down, or it just drops off. So take a breath and trust the guidance that invites you to a particular point. Particular pitch there, and it was very interesting. It was a pitch that was really right at the back of my head, and it resonated really right where the cranium attaches to the spine. So it's like cervical 1, cervical 2, at an entry point really back there that is kind of in between the back point of the third eye and the back point of the throat, kind of at the medulla oblongata, an ancient point back there with the seat of God and where the energy of the cosmos comes in its own that isn't attached to the chakras. That was interesting. And you may have heard as I was doing mine, and you'll hear on the recording, that I started just playing with my mouth a little bit in terms of how the roundness of it and the placement of the tongue, and I started getting what's called harmonics in there. Those harmonics were shifting where that particular sensation was going on in the back of my head, and it moved left, right, up, down, depending upon the phonetic, depending on the harmonic of the phonetic that I was using, which was kind of a combination between ah and ooh, and oh. So, interesting. The invitation here and the reminder is that as you work these particular sounds and find a particular pitch along that continuum, play with it. Play with the formation of your mouth, the placement of your tongue, where you have it in your throat, where the sound is coming from, and see if you can begin to use the nuances of working that pitch. Because what's happening when you pick a pitch, it's a wisdom of your body saying, here's a place that needs to release some stuff. And so what you did is you just cleared out some energy there that was ready to move. Where you felt it in your body is a matter of your own paying attention. This time, let's just do it one more time for the fun of it here, but also for the information. And this time, pay attention very specifically of where it is in your body, and also allow yourself to actually start working the harmonics by so you're hearing what I'm doing, and all I'm doing is working the way my mouth is shaped and where I'm placing the sound in my mouth, and also with the tongue. If I was going to the sound, you can hear harmonics on that very easily. So there's a lot to throw at you for the moment, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. So we're going to run a siren up, and somewhere along the continuum, you'll feel the impulse to hold that pitch, either on the way up or on the way down. Here we go. Take a breath. All right. So hopefully you had a little experience with that, that you were able to see that, you know, the adjustments that you made are all impacting what's going on wherever the area was. And see if you can make a note of where that particular area was. Because where it is in the body is an indication of, in a sense, the kind of issue that was being released, or the energy that was being released, because of the companion chakra point. That one, for me, was closer to the heart. It was actually in between heart and solar plexus. And so that was a very interesting place for that kind of work. And so as I worked with the harmonics of it by changing the shape of my mouth, I began to feel different sensations in there. And quite honestly, I could have gone on with that for a long time. But I didn't know if you guys were done and were waiting for me to move on or were ready to stop hearing what I was dishing out there. All right, so let's look at what we've done right now. All we've done is become aware of body. We put ourselves in between heaven and earth, if you will. We spoke our name to create the openness and to have the receptivity for guidance, as well as create a cocoon of safety for ourselves. We do these things all the time. We spoke our name, and I just said that. We did that. Then we just basically went ahead and ran some sirens here as we went ahead and did a general cleansing of our auric field. Because let me remind you, the value of doing something like this is that those things that are attached to your various energy bodies, if they are not cleared, and if they are allowed to amplify, and they are allowed to descend vibrationally, they eventually will find a place into your in your physical. It is a call for some clearing that if you pay attention to, you can offset and waylay and prevent things from manifesting in the physical, which is a powerful thing to do. Just the process of daily doing toning and clearing like that will allow you to stay pretty clean. And when you couple that with the expression of letting words go at the end of the day and flushing them down the toilet, then you've got a pretty good strategy going here that's going to keep you from never needing a flu shot again, at the very least. I want to slip away from sound for a moment and start using the actual words. So I invite you to click on the section there that says empowerments. It's right below resources for chakra reunification. The empowerments here come from a CD I have called the Complete Chakra Clearing. I just pulled it from the jacket there, and these are statements that support the Complete Chakra Clearing. They support the specific chakra there with words and intentional affirmations or proclamations. It's really useful to go ahead and speak words that are in alignment with our intention for that chakra, because it brings it not only back energetically, but it really establishes a belief vibration in there and calls forth a healing and a manifestation on another level. So we'll just do a few in each here. In the root chakra, if you don't have that page in front of you, then just listen in. I'm just going to go through each of these things one time. I'm going to do number one. I am in all ways and on all levels, whole and complete. I require nothing or no one to fix me or fill me up. Thus, I am free to surrender to fully live and love all the forms that come my way. And I'll put and so it is in the end of that. Number seven, at all times I remain fully in my body. All my energy fields remain clear and clean and in perfect alignment. My greatest peace and power comes when all my bodies are fully integrated and solid on the earth. And back up to number two. In all my moments, I maintain my foundation and allow flexibility and flow to support me through life. I am grounded to earth and, like a tree, move gracefully through all the winds that may blow. Become aware of your feet right now. Become aware of your feet and remember the Earth Star Chakra that lives below it, about 18 inches down. Up to the left side sweeps a conduit of energy that is the sustenance and the power of the earth vibration, the elemental energies that are moving up through you, sweeping up through the body, all through the left side, crossing through and sweeping out anything in all of the chakras right now that is in lower vibration and ready to move. So we could just do a very general cleansing, and we sweep it down the right side, all of that debris. Every chakra is being cleansed and cleared to some degree and moving down the right side. So keep that in motion as we continue to do these particular empowerments. I'm moving on to the sacral right now. Let's go ahead to three. In my wholeness, I allow my wildness, passion, and exuberance to spontaneously attract people and situations to me to deeply experience full-throttle living. I dance, sing, and celebrate my moments with flowing creativity and unbridled delight. Yeah. Back to one. Sacral one, on all levels and in all dimensions, I now completely release all fear vibrations and frequencies and residue. I choose calmness, clarity, awareness, and power to surround myself always in a loving cocoon of safety. And on to number seven there, under the sacral. I love life and choose to allow the conscious flow of emotion, enriching my moments to reveal the juiciness of this magnificent incarnation. He's got to feel lighter saying these things. Let's move on now to the solar plexus. We'll come back to some sacral activity in a moment. Well, while we're at it, let's go ahead and have that Earth Star Chakra that cleanses it through. Just go right across the sacral chakra, sweeping across the lower side of the belly, clearing out anything there of lower debris very specifically. Spends a little bit of time in there cleansing and clearing, and then it shoots down the right side, taking any of that debris to be sent back to the Earth. Keep that running, and now we're going to bring it up to the solar plexus area, and it sweeps across through there as we make these statements. Number two, I am a powerful being. All my knowledge, skills, talents, and capabilities are available to me at any time. And move on to the third one right below it. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of anger, power, and control used by others on me, used by me upon others, or used by me upon myself. I now stand clearly and cleanly in my own power, confident, safe, and willing to make decisions and take action for the highest good of all involved. Let's go to number five there. In all my relationships, I choose cooperation, mutual respect, and clear communication when possible. I easily decide between yes and no and confidently express my choice. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, with that energy of the Earth Star Chakra sweeping from left to right through the solar plexus just below the belly. I'm sorry, just below the rib cage. Sweeping out any debris that's been brought up, and energetic debris that's been brought up by the speaking of these statements in that particular area. With all of those still working in the lower three chakras, we move to the heart center and bring the energy up from the left side across the heart and let it roll around in there while you speak these statements. Number one, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past relationships that did not honor me. I now choose to freely give and receive love without hesitation. I proclaim my lovability and celebrate that I am a divine expression of love in all of my moments. I bring only those beings and situations into my life who resonate in unconditional love, and so it is. Let's do two. I call forth all my relationships on all levels of consciousness to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I ask that you forgive. I ask you to forgive and honor me as I forgive and honor you. I embrace all bonds between us in unconditional love, transmute them into the divine expression of creative love, and acknowledge that all my relationships are in divine perfection, and so it is, and so it is. So this is one of Rich Work's proclamations there from one of his books. I recognize it. And what he's doing there is basically setting an intention that is inviting you to live as if that has occurred. So keep that in mind. Let's go to four. I am love. I am lovable. I give and receive love freely without hesitation and without restriction. I am completely open to experience the cleansing and healing power of love in all my energy bodies, in all my moments, and in all my relationships. In my balance and clarity, I choose unconditional love in all my interactions. I love fully the me that I am, and so it is. Now, I'm throwing around in here the idea of unconditional love, and let me underscore an element here. New Age energy is about calling forth the idea of unconditional love because it is a very, very powerful force. Too often, people start using it when they aren't ready to use it, and here's what I mean by this. In my experience, just saying that I love you unconditionally is a beautiful intention, and it has power. If there is energetic debris in the chakras below the heart and even including the heart, then the actual capacity to show up in an unconditionally loving space, which allows this person, this situation, to be in any form they want and has us witnessing it and celebrating it with them and not becoming attached. If I haven't cleared my energy, I am not really capable of being in an unconditionally loving state. I do find it, the clearer I get, the more I can be unattached to the things that go on around me. Not always, which just indicates I have more work to do and more cleansing to work with. But hear that. What you're doing is setting an intention, and by continuing to do the work with the chakras, especially in the lower ones, you are creating the actual state where you can be in that frequency of forgiveness. Just an aside. Let's do number six here. Looks like I only had six in the heart. I see and hear only through the energy of compassion, empathy, equality, and oneness. These frequencies bring a calm and a peace to any situation. This is really potent because it's calling upon these very, very high frequency elements of compassion, empathy, equality, and oneness to be present within you. Those frequencies by intention, when you bring them in, will replace anything of lower frequency. So it may preclude the need and the necessity to keep digging and digging and clearing and clearing. You will know by how it feels. You'll know if you choose to do something like the Ho'oponopono, which is the forgiveness process, then you will see that it feels and resonates accurately. If you still got debris, it will be like you're faking it, not even in a good way. Move up to the throat now as the heart is swept and cleared by the energies moving from the Earth Star Chakra, sweeping up through the left, all the, through the heart and the whole heart area in the cavity, moving across through the right, down the right side, cleansed and cleared. Moving to the throat. Excuse me, a little water. Number two, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world. And so it is. Let's do three. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection. With this statement, we are calling forth the template of the I am that we are actually by design. Potent. And let's do, just very quickly reading these. Let's go to seven. I choose to sing because I love to sing, no matter what anyone, including me, thinks of the quality of my voice. My singing brings me joy and clears resistant energies within me. And so it is, and so it is. And so the energy of the Earth Star Chakra sweeps up and through the throat chakra, front, back, side, and all of that area there, cleansing and clearing any lower vibrational frequencies, sending them down the right side. To the third eye. Some pretty potent things going on here. Let's do one. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and heart of love, and so it is. Whoo, yay. On to number two from Proclamations of the Soul by Rich Work. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and happiness, for that is the reality I choose as my own, and so it is, and so it is. Down to number five, being aware of all the guides and teachers available to me in etheric realms, I open to receiving and responding to the guidance in free communication. I flow confidently through my moments of living, hand in hand with these magnificent resources. And so it is, running the energy of the Earth Star Chakra up through from the left side, across through the whole cranium, through the whole brow area there, cleansing through not only the third eye chakra, but the pituitary, as well as the pineal and the backside as well. All of that cleared and cleansed, anything of a lower frequency moving down the right side of the body to be moved out the right foot to the Earth Star Chakra to be utilized by the earth. The crown. Number one, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I release all blockages to the conduit of the I am that flows constantly into me via my open crown chakra. I willingly accept all the guidance, gifts, information, and inspirations that are directed to me to make easy and flowing my way through this earthly dimension. Life. Woo! And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's move now to number four. I call forth all energies that have interfered with my ability to experience my perfection on all levels of my being. I now transmute these interfering energies into unconditional love. In my mind's eye, I see those energies that connect me to creation align themselves in divine perfection, and I accept my perfection as one with creation. Let's do number five. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love, and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And finally, our last statement, number seven, how does it get better than this? Come on, universe, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. So, let's do a regular standard chakra tune-up. Nope, I think we're going to do just do a little bit of chakra spinning here. This is a particular process that I picked up from a very small book that I was picked up on Amazon one night when I was looking for things related to chakras, and it has some value and it has some use. It's another way of working with it. Because the chakras are spinning wheels, they're spinning vortexes. Using the hand to actually spin them in both the clockwise and counterclockwise manner is useful. There are some esoterics and some processes that say one, they alternate back and forth where you start the root in the clockwise and then the sacral is counterclockwise and then on and on and on and on. These generalizations don't necessarily apply. There is even talk that both with Cindy Dale's work, where we have the inner and the outer wheels of the chakra, that one is spinning clockwise and one is spinning counterclockwise. So there's a lot of perspectives on it. So all we're going to do right now is allow ourselves to sort of take care of all those perspectives by spinning them in both ways. We're paying attention only to the front side of those chakras right now. This could be applied to the back if you had somebody who would be willing to do that for you. So we basically are going to go ahead and do the root chakra. Typically, people do root chakra by being right in front of the genitals and then spinning it that way. Truth is the root chakra is shooting straight down towards the planet, towards the earth, through the perineum. So to be exact about it, and especially if you're in a place where you have privacy here, go ahead and basically it's between the legs. You're going to go ahead and take your hand, and away from it, obviously, you're going to just spin like you're spinning the wheel. Do it in the clockwise direction. One, two, about 12, we'll do it 15 times. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, shake the hand off into the earth, and then go back and do it in the opposite direction 15 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, shake it off, and so it is there. Move up to the sacral chakra, about 3 inches below the navel, in that area just above the pubic bone. We're going to start and do a clockwise rotation, as if the clock was laying on your belly and you were facing it. It's going to go in the clockwise. So that would be going towards the left. Here we go. Let's do it 12 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then shake the hand off, any energies you picked up, going in the counterclockwise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, shake it off. Moving up to the solar plexus, we do the same thing. 10 times now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shake it off. Counterclockwise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shake it off. Up to the heart chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Counterclockwise after you shake it off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Counterclockwise, shake it off. I didn't mean to say counterclockwise, shake it off. Just shake it off. And now we move up to the throat chakra. Spinning, we go clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And shake it off to the earth. Counterclockwise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shake it off, up to the brow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shake it off, opposite direction, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shake it off, up to the crown, facing downward. We'll do in the clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Shake it off. Counterclockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And shake it off. Whew. Nice buzz, as they say. All right, so this look what we've been doing. All this while, right now, we've still got the Earth Star Chakra moving through each of the chakras, picking up any debris that comes off from any of these empowerments we're having. We're doing different types of chakra tune-ups right now, and this will lead towards the capacity to actually unify all of the chakras and, as we move towards the end of our call here. I'm going to pass on our regular way that we do the chakras, because so many of us have done these before. In other words, where I just start with the C scale and we use the pitch, right? And hold that for 1 to 3 minutes, taking a breath as necessary. Moving up to the second, ooh, ooh, for 1 to 3 minutes, up to the solar plexus, oh, up to the heart, to the throat, to the third eye. I'm sorry. To the crown with a sound, a humming sound. So, although I said we weren't going to do it, we just did a very, very quick version, so it'll be on the recording, so you have that there. The idea is that you stay longer with each of those and bring it up to that place. Let's go ahead and... Nice. Let's go ahead and find and locate, without the use of a pitch device like a guitar or a pitch pipe or any other reference that you have, to just use your own body to be able to access where it feels like it's vibrating in the area where we know the chakra is. So using the phonemes that we have, which is actually on, you can find them up on the pages up there with the Earth Star Root Chakra, Sacral Solar Plexus. The charts that accompany those will give those to you. When I have this presented in the morning, I'll go ahead and have a chart that you can just click on that will be there, but right now it's not there. So what I'm going to do is I'll demonstrate finding the root chakra, and we'll just do this for the lower chakras, just so we get a practice on it. So I'm using the phoneme. I'm going to let the pitch drop because I know that the pitch is actually lower for that particular chakra. So that pitch, particular pitch right there, is vibrating really in a sense the right at the perineum for me right there, and then also back into the lower intestinal area right there. So that's a potent tone for this particular frequency for me, for this makeup. So I invite you to go ahead and find your own, just using the phonetic and let it drop until you feel the actual vibration. I'm going to do mine again, but I'm going to do it away from the phone so I'm not influencing you. Okay, good. While you were doing that, I was attempting to find the actual pitch, where normally we use a C note. This was actually a G, so it was the perfect fifth above where I usually would find the sound. So what I was working with there then is a harmonic that was more powerful for that root chakra of me than the actual root note. I find that interesting. Let's move up using to the second chakra using the phonetic ooh and see if we can find a pitch where it vibrates right at that area 3 inches below the belly, either in the front or the back. Okay, I finally found a pitch that worked for me, and it's a little bit higher than that G that actually works there. And one more time now down to the solar plexus using the phonetic O. O. So I found a pitch over there that it was actually able to vibrate both the front and back simultaneously. O. Oh. That's interesting, because that's a G again. And the actual pitch of that is supposed to be an E, but they're relative, and again, we're looking at a harmonic here. So, you know, it's fascinating to see what actually works for us. It's not saying that the pitch that is given through the instrument is not one that's going to be useful, but there's something about you finding the pitch that works with you. And here's what I suggest you do in order to zero in on that point. As you drop your voice and you begin to feel the vibration of that area, just begin to very, very subtly and slowly move your voice up and down just a bit so you can fine-tune where that is. And you will bring it back to a place of resonance that you'll know. It's like it drops in and all of a sudden it feels like the sound expands a little bit and gets bigger and seems to become like a quadraphonic sound around you as opposed to a pointed sound. It's a fascinating process. So let's go ahead now. I think what we'll do, I want to use these endocrine tuning forks, the glandular tuning forks, so that we can go ahead and work with our endocrine system that is related to the chakra. Remember in the chart above and in some of the things we talked about that the glands are in alignment with each of the chakras, or are in partnership with each of the chakras. And when a gland gets compromised as a result of stress, et cetera, or a chakra itself being compromised, then we begin to have things show up in the physical level. It follows that it's useful to go ahead and feed pitches of alignment that will bring those glandular systems, all the glands, back into their place of where they are supposed, they are doing their best work. Again, now, are these impacted by your physical self? Probably. But these pitches are quite reliable, and I would rely on them for the moment. So we're going to use these. The first pitch is one for the root chakra, and this is the adrenals, according to these elements here. So I'm going to go ahead and set the fork. I'm doing it on the guitar here as well. And it'll be in the phone. And again. And focus on the adrenals, which are really right above the kidneys. You're sitting on top of them, although that's what's relating to the root chakra. So here, one more time. Up to the gland for the sacral chakra, and this would be the gonads or the sex organs. So bring your awareness to that particular area as this pitch speaks out. Now I do know that over the phone these pitches may not be really strong, but I'm doing my best, and I hope that you'll get something from this. So here we go. As I do it one more time, just see that particular gland, those glands, just relishing in this frequency and vibrating themselves back to a place of really very light, high frequency completeness and also prime health. Moving up now to the pancreas, which will be related to your solar plexus. That's the gland. Bring your awareness to the midsection around the solar plexus, and I'll sound. Oops. Just a moment. My refrigerator just came on here with a 60-cycle hum, so I hope you're not hearing it through there. Not able to get up and fix that. But here we go with the pancreas. once again, seeing it as whole and clear and clean and perfect energetically, doing what it's exactly supposed to do in its fullness. One more time. So it is moving now up to, wait a moment here, 1, 2, 3, 4, thyroid, pituitary, pineal. Okay, we're moving to the heart area, the thymus, which Tarzan used to hit. You're going to see it in the middle at the sternum there, right in the middle of the chest. So here we go. One more time, seeing it whole and perfect. I don't know if you can picture your thymus. All right, what I just started doing is matching my voice, and if you can hear that pitch enough to match your voice to it, then you can send that right to the organ itself. Now to the thyroid, which would be the throat chakra. So you want to picture that, find the sensation, and you're going to ask, invite it to be brought back to its state of perfection. Time. Up now the third eye area, the pituitary, that would be located behind the third eye. So just get a sense straight up. If you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, then straight up from there, directly back from the third eye itself. So we're going to bring that particular sound in. One more time. Finally, to the pineal, which would be considered in relationship to the crown. So you're going to drop down below your crown chakra, just into the tissue about a about 2 inches back down, in right in alignment with the spine as it comes up there. So here we go. So we're going to move away from all of those chakra tunings and all of that. I'm going to bypass some of the things that are there. Obviously, there was too much to do. The EFT will just take too long for our call. So I'll go ahead and either refer you to a book and a resource, and if it speaks to you, you might want to pick it up. It's not that costly. Or I'll put in one or two of them in the on a reference page when you pick it up tomorrow when I send it out with the recording. There'll be additional information here. So let's now go to external chakra chants. And give me a moment here as I find the music that goes along with these. Okay, eighth chakra, there we go. Sorry, I didn't tune up. Throat chakra, crown, solar plexus, life after life, I have moved through this multiverse, life after life, reborn. Through each one I learn how to become the me I am, a journey of love back home. There is a record, a blessed book of light that reveals my story and lets me realize here I go. Akashic record, open up my book of life, reveal to me my choices and the lives and all the lessons and the way to be, to finally find I am. Show me home. Eighth chakra, just a little bit above the crown chakra, about an inch and a half, place where the Akashic record enters, has access. That's what this is about. One more time. Life after life, I have moved through this multiverse, life after life, reborn. Through each one I learn how to become the me I am, a journey of love back home. There is a record, a blessed book of light that reveals my story and lets me realize here I go. Akashic record, open up my book of life, reveal to me all my choices and the lives and all the lessons and the way to be, to finally find I am. Show going to move out of the external chakras and go back and click on external spiritual points. Okay, we're going to, now again, the chakra points, this one being the receive point, which is the yin point, which is the receptive energy, and it aligns with lumbar 2. So become aware of that point as we go through this, as well as a couple other of these particular chants. I open to receive the energy of the yin, realign and integrate my feminine through all this.
I'm sorry, I have to make it larger there. I open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth the me I am, to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. We're bringing this energy in. I open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth the me I am, flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. Lumbar 2. Feel that down there. I open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth the me I am, to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. Let's move down to abundance, which is at the thoracic 6. Vertebrae. So in the middle of the back, you're going to bring this particular area in. So just visualize from a point outside of you a pure energy flowing down through to interface with that particular place in you. There's a circle between the worlds of material and spiritual abundance, giving and receiving. So send it out, bring it in, allow the flow again and again. Abundance, giving and receiving. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Now we're going to thoracic 1, which is align me with my highest purpose. I believe that's on your page. Is it? Yeah, here I go. It's called, in the middle of the page, alignment with higher purpose. Balance me in dark and light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose, bring me back to everything I am. Unify my child with my warrior, and I shall call life friend once again, once again, once again. Cervical 7. Cervical 7 is pretty much directly behind the throat chakra, or just a little bit below there. It's one of those beautiful vertebrae up near the top. This one is called peace. We'll do this, and this will be the last one of these we do. Help me accept everything that I am, from the past to the present. I have done what I can. as I honor and bless the many sides of me, I find peace. And let go, release my belief and control all my thoughts I have used to judge my soul. I lay them down in this emptiness, I find peace. There is no forcing the river. It's time I cross my own lines. I am the source, I'm the giver. Surrender myself to the love that is me. And the more I embrace, then the more I am free, I find peace. Help me accept everything that I am, from the past to the present, I have done what I can. As I honor and bless the many sides of me, I find peace. Let's leave those and go to the backside chakras. So click on that. We're going to go directly to lower down the song, Speak. This is for the throat chakra. Behind the throat, there lives a point where the cosmos channels. Oh, before I go on this. Realize right now, I want you to visualize the front side of the throat chakra, which is the crown, or the funnel that is moving forward. It intersects at the spine, and the back side, you've got a mirror image of that, and they intersect together. It's like a membrane that is there, an energetic membrane at the spine. As we sing this invitation for the backside of the throat chakra to open and to give us the information that has that which we intend, we sing. Behind the throat, there lives a point where the cosmos channels and anoints to breathe me into life all that I am. Where I can clear the ancient threads that weave a past inside my head to free and manifest all that I am. As I unblock, I start to speak. I call the beauty from within me to create the world I dream of and desire. Oh, I am I. One more time. Behind the throat, there lives a point where the cosmos channels and anoints to breathe me into life all that I am. Where I can clear the ancient threads that weave a past inside my head to free and manifest all that I am. As I unblock, I start to speak. I call the beauty from within me to create the world I dream of and desire. Oh, I am I. Let's move right below that. This is so important with this particular chakra. We're imagining now and visualizing, declare the movement between these so that the energy moves very freely from the front to the back. And the back to the front. There is no impediment there. There is no impeding of the energy. Guide me through this life. Direct me my holy self most high. Speak through me, help me keep my channels clean. Resource my energy, how I love life, how I love life, la la la, la 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 la.
One more time.
Guide me through this life. Direct me, my holy self most high. Speak through me. Help me keep my channels clean. Resource my energy. How I love life. How I love life. La, la, la. La, 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 la.
We've put out an invitation here that by doing the several songs, at least the one song with the back, that each of these front backside membranes is now allowing itself to be opened. So just get the sense right now that from the sacral, you picture the front and backside, the solar plexus, front and back, two cones going out from one another like an hourglass, it seems, with the membrane at the spine, the point at the spine, which is the unification point. Now behind the heart, in front of the heart, at the throat, in the back of the throat, at the third eye, the back of the third eye, and for the root chakra and for the crown chakra, the backside of those is in a different dimension. We are calling for the activation and the opening of all of these conduits of energy to move freely back and forth, to give us our design back. And as you feel along the second chakra, you feel that opening take place, and it floods into the front part. At the solar plexus, the opening takes place and the flooding moves in. Behind the heart, the same element as the energy moves through that area unimpeded. Behind the throat, as we already set it into place, it is moving. You can feel it. You can sense it. From the behind the third eye, the energy moves through that, and it interfaces at the pituitary gland. We've done this visualization, this empowerment before. It sweeps through both chambers, and the front side unifies in the middle of the chamber. The back side and front side unify in the middle of the two chambers of the pituitary. Hold these frequencies. Hold them as a vision and an intention. Allow them to do their work. I would suppose that right now you can feel the vibration along the back side. And it's a sweet feeling, but it's also an unfamiliar one. Know that it's there, and know that it is a process that's giving us back the cosmic information that is relevant to each of these chakras. In the second, the emotional, the pure emotional energy that moves across that membrane to be utilized and to be embraced as the flow of emotion. At this third chakra, the intellect, the actual specific intellectual information that comes in to help us seed our path and to fill our mind with the ideas of a higher frequency. Behind the heart, it's the vibration of the child at play, that vibration that is so heartfelt and open to life and feels the zest and the beauty of life. behind the throat, where the clarity of the intention comes through, where we seed and clear out the information and the influence of other guides and teachers that have not supported us from our own parental units. We clear out that energy to allow the vibration to come straight through. Guide me through this life. Let the Holy Higher Self speak through this particular area. And behind the third eye, the vibration comes through into the pituitary, which is the vision and the intention, the infinite array of all of those that you can pick and choose from. And then once again, because we've done this so many times, at least three, go to the heart, and at the front, at the top of the heart, as you face outward at about 11 o'clock, the point, the sinoatrial point, that actual point where the beat begins, we run the conduit of pink energy, pink light, along with the vibration of the violet to move straight up through that throat chakra, through and into the pituitary, and then also making connection with the pineal. And all of these things are in alignment. All of these forces are moving the way they are supposed to. And in this frequency, we realize that this reunification of energy through the front and back is a very, very potent and powerful vehicle for us to stand in our wholeness, to be fully present to the gifts that we carry, to our own design's capacity. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is along these lines. Obviously, I have overprepared. I will do everything I can to fill in the blanks here. As far as the chants go, until I actually record those, you are basically having lyrics there. Use the lyrics because they will support those external points. I invite you to read through them and speak out loud each of those external points, the lyric that goes along with those, as an invocation and as an empowerment that allows you to activate the conduit that moves to the place in the spine. Locate the specific spinal points. There's a chart up top on the external spiritual points. It will show you where they interface with the spine. If you have the time, begin to draw these energies toward there and just expect them and intend them to actually infiltrate your being. We are opening up the conduit to all of our capacities here in relation to our chakras and available chakra points, etc., etc. The whole time all this is going on, the Earth Star Chakra is running the energy from below up to the left and down to the right. And let's go ahead and seal the deal tonight with the energy coming down the through the pranic tube, which was used before, as it descends from the Soul Star Chakra 18 inches below. It moves directly through the crown and through the eighth chakra that is about an inch and a half above the crown. It interfaces with the Akashic. It brings all of that vibration straight down through the crown, straight through the pituitary, and a tube. It moves down through the throat, the third eye, all of those elements directly down to interface with the heart. And in that energy, it just breathes and soothes and expands the vibration that is fed by the heavens above. And likewise, straight up through the Earth Star, up through the perineum, up through the sacral, through the solar plexus, again, unifying into the heart where these two energies combine to create a very powerful sphere that infiltrates our entire being and feeds us and nourishes us in wholeness. Hold that visualization and trust that it will serve you from this moment forward. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. The visualizations, I will go ahead and include one of them in here. It is from a book called The Path of Energy. I apologize for not getting to that tonight, but you will have it available to you. And I will go ahead and describe it a little bit more in detail, the chakra reunification process that we really just sort of put into place there, and the heaven and earth reunion with the heart. We did that with the pranic tube, and we put that into place, and we'll seal it with the Wani Wachiolo chant from the Lakota. Between heaven and earth, I dangle like a puppet of energy in between. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakong Ketanka. Waka ke taka, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, waka ke taka, waka ke taka, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, waka ke taka, waka ke taka. Three more, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo. Wakan ke taka, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, wakan ke taka, wakan ke taka, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, wakan ke taka, wakan ke taka, wakan ke taka. Wakan ke taka. And so it is. And so it is. Enjoy this vibration. Come back to these tools often. We are on again next week, and we are looking at Bach 3, Session 3, Tending Your Energy Garden. We'll be looking at the variety of ways that you can make sure that your energy is in the place that you want it to be. I look forward to serving you in that manner. I'll stay online here for a few minutes to address any questions, comments, concerns, anything, and then we will terminate the call. And within, hopefully by tomorrow afternoon, you'll have the link along with all the other information I'll be providing. Thank you so much for being a part of this process tonight, for being in the tools of the times. Again, they'll just be in their toolbox unless you use them. So keep going back to all the things we've done so far and call them into your moments of living. Take one each day and go out and put some extra effort into paying attention, utilizing it so you can keep these energies moving and flowing. So, there we go. Anyone?
Mark, this is Connie.
Hi, Connie.
How are you?
I actually got a nice buzz going here.
Oh, cool.
Cool, man. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for this evening. I really did enjoy it. When we were doing the harmonic exercise at the beginning, you said that whatever sounds that you are making is affecting a portion of your body that needs it. And
yeah.
I kept visualizing a white shaft of light going from my hip to the end of my foot, kind of pulsating back and forth. And I just wondered what that would indicate. It was on my left side. Do you have any idea why?
I would say immediately that that's just further clearing the tube so that the energy from the Earth Star Chakra can come up through there.
Oh.
You know, you've got the sciatica nerve goes down through that area there, and I'm thinking that they are relating in just in terms of clearing out the capacity to receive and be open, which, you
that
know, historically
perfect.
That was something that you had a little bit of a challenge with. So I
think... All of my life, actually. Anyway.
I was being kind.
No, I'm just being smart.
I know you are. So I'm thinking
but anyway,
plush, but
no,
you know,
this is
you,
very
you
true.
And
then also the thing about sleeping and napping, the last several days, I don't usually sleep or take naps during the day, and I've just been sleeping for hours upon end almost.
Yeah.
And it's not like me, and I was really worried about it. But then, you know, you... listen to what's going on, you know, with the galaxies and the eclipses and all that. You just don't know how the energies are being processed, like you said. And so,
that's right.
Thank you for that.
And sleep is usually just a good way to integrate.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And, you know, if you have, like I said, if you have the capacity to go ahead and sleep when you feel like it, just allow it. It'll pass. And the energy is just being integrated. And the next thing you know, we're going to have an availability like we've never had before.
Oh, that's wonderful. I do appreciate the knowledge and the information.
You're so welcome.
I do apologize for not being able to mentor with you until probably in January or so.
How are your eyes doing? Are they getting better?
Well, no, not really. It's not. It's just a process, and
it
takes
time, huh?
Going to another professional. So anyway, it's just a time-consuming thing right now.
Okay.
But actually... when we did the chakra clearing and all that, I've noticed that both of my eyes, the images, like I have the TV on right now, it's much clearer. So I don't know if that's affecting it or what, but
I would say
it
why
kind
not?
Of makes you wonder.
Yeah, why not? Go ahead and keep utilizing some of these things, especially ones related to, you know, the...
I was doing it on a conscious level as you were speaking and doing the songs, and then when I had the television on, I noticed that the images are clearer. So I really do believe there is a lot more involved than I'm able to understand, but I will do the practices and see what comes of it.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you so much, and I hope you get some good rest, too. And
I
will. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely, Connie. You too. Blessings.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyone else? No? All right. So tonight's call is complete. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We shall be gathering again in October, whatever that day is, 29:30, probably the 7th. Yep.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Susan. I was not able to play the recording from last time.
You were not able to?
No, before I've always just been able to touch the link, and then it just on my iPad or my phone or whatever, it comes up. And this time it's not responsive at all.
Well, let me go. So, as soon as I hang up, I'll go check that link. And if there's a problem with it, I'll make sure it's okay, and I'll send you a note.
I mean, it could be my phone or my iPad. I think I put the iOS 9 on, I think, but maybe not. Anyway, just let me know, because my dad kept interrupting last Tuesday. So
are you back home yet?
I really wanted... Huh?
Are you back home yet?
Oh, yeah. I got home Thursday night, so...
Okay.
Anyway, so I really would like to be able to listen to it again, because it was...
Absolutely. Well, I'll make sure that works. And then I'll talk to you this Thursday, okay?
Yep, talk to you Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Is that it? Okay. So it is. Star 9, we are done now. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Moon. Hey, Mark, the moon is just rising over the trees here. It's awesome.
Were you out on your horse?
No, I just came out on the driveway.
Oh, okay.
Right about the energy the last few days. Anyway,
yeah.
I just listened to the call out standing in the driveway. And anyway, it's just cleared the trees. So perfect timing.
Amen.
Amen. Sleep well.
All right. Bye-bye, Susan.
Bye.